Hi, folks. This is Andy Alford, the host of the podcast All Andy Alford, letting you know that our shows are on Facebook Live as well as right here on the Spotify Podcast Network. So all shows are unedited, uncensored, and full of content. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And why not? Follow us on X, which is at All Andy Alford. It is at All Andy Alford. And when you want a chance to watch the show, find us on Facebook. At All Andy Alford. It's our fish, our fight. The quest for the Kelly Cup continues for our Toledo Walleye. And you can hear all the coverage right here on All Andy Alford. As we have a special post-game edition of All Andy Alford. Every Walleye playoff game. Hear Andy's thoughts on what happened on the ice. Hear exclusive thoughts and opinion from Wes Carr, who was in the stadium with our fish. Every Walleye playoff game is a special post-game edition of All Andy Alford right here on the All Andy Alford Podcast Network and on Facebook Live. It's our fish, our fight. Let's go, Walleye.
All Andy Alford.
And a shot and a goal.
54 runs in the span of three. Shut out. Dumbino.
A hit to a home run.
Go.
Jeff. That's way back.
Put some extra relish on my hot dog.
Bear down, Chicago Bears.
Choo-choo, it's time for All Andy Alford.
Austin O'Rourke, Quinn Schaefer, the referee Austin O'Rourke, but Quinn Schaefer, Quinn Schaefer cost us the streak tonight. Cost us the streak tonight. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? This poor, pathetic, absolutely pathetic performance tonight by the officiating crew that the ECHL assigned tonight at the Bank Tank. Terrible. Terrible. Officiating. Austin O'Rourke, terrible official. And there's a lot of us that are going to be reporting him to the ECHL officiating offices. But Quinn Schaefer screwed Toledo tonight. Absolutely screwed Toledo tonight. We should be still playing at the Huntington Center right now. We should still be playing tonight at the Huntington Center as we speak. But Quinn Schaefer screwed the Walleye, screwed you Toledo fans, and screwed the fish tonight. I have never in my days seen such poor officiating in the East Coast Hockey League. This is absolutely outrageous to have this kind of idiot on lines, screwing up offsides, not even counting how many men are on the ice or playing the puck on the ice for both Kansas City and Toledo. But Quinn Schaefer blew the icing call, which cost Toledo the game tonight at the Bank Tank. The streak ends at 22 games, ladies and gentlemen. It's because of Quinn Schaefer. If you need somebody to blame, blame him. Blame the officiating. It was absolutely terrible tonight. Absolutely terrible. I have been watching East Coast Hockey League hockey for the last 30 odd years. I have never seen it this bad. And tonight proved it again. That the East Coast Hockey League is a, I will say it, is a bush league when it comes to the officiating. The officials are absolutely terrible. Absolutely damn terrible. But what can you do? What this game tonight was going to be one in the trenches. But it's the officiating that screws this game. I was there. Okay? I was there tonight. I was sitting in section 112 on the aisle with my wife. And I got to say something also to the fans tonight as well. To us, the fans. Because something happened tonight that I am very, very disappointed in. But I sat there and watched this game happen. And Austin O'Rourke doesn't know to blow the whistle and raise his hand to call a penalty for Toledo than I've ever seen. He calls one penalty in the game. One. To Kansas City. And it was clearly not a tripping call. This should have been a clean game. No penalties called. If Toledo didn't get called for the penalty. There should have been calls either way. On both sides of the puck. Not just on for Kansas City side. Not just for Toledo's side. It should have been a 50-50 call. He put the whistle away for Toledo. That is a... I'm going language tonight, so I do apologize. It is a fucking joke. It is an absolute damn joke. But welcome to the post-game show tonight on the All Andy Elfer Network. You're listening to us on the plethora of platforms with the All Andy Elfer Network, whether it be on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Bleaker, however you're listening to us, wherever and whenever you're listening to us, thank you for tuning in, as well as on our Facebook Live right here. Join in the conversation. If you were at the bank tank tonight watching the game, if you were at the bar watching the game, if you were at your mother-in-law, father-in-law at your house watching the game tonight, I want your opinion. We're going to have Wes Carr here on the program here just a little bit. Give him his eyes to what he saw over in the over there in between the benches. This game tonight, it was beautiful. It was honestly beautiful. It was a great game. It was, you knew that this game was going to be into the trenches. And it was, you knew that this game, that both teams evenly matched the Brabham Cup champions, Kansas City Mavericks, the first time they have come into the Huntington Center since the incident a few years ago when the cross checks were passed out galore and the line brawl broke out. The first time Kansas City has returned back to the Huntington Center since then. You figured that, you know, with Patrick Curry coming back, former Walleye player, now with the Kansas City Mavericks, he was going to make an impact. He did somewhat make an impact in this game tonight. But tonight, it just goes back to this. The poor officiating in the East Coast Hockey League has basically screwed the fish out of the 23rd, possibly a 23rd straight win. And possibly, in my opinion, has cost us the series. Because of this format that's happening, Toledo needed to do it. And Chris, I'm going to say it. I mean, Kansas City was a better team when it came to some plays, but the officiating was absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. blatant trips right in front of the officials, holding the sticks right in front of the runner of Austin O'Rourke, the official for the night's game. It's a two-referee system, but it happens right in front of him, and he doesn't raise the hand. He doesn't lift the hand. He doesn't blow the whistle. But you get into a play when Craigs is into the zone. He has the puck. Kansas City player is trying to take that puck. He takes the puck. Both sticks collide, and the Kansas City player goes down, and Craigs gets called for the trip. You got to play it both ways, 50-50, no matter what the situation is. And I know it's not someone else's fault, but tonight's game, I have to say, it is on the linesman tonight. He missed the call for the icing. Clearly was an icing call. Bliss had that beat at the line. And all of a sudden, you see him, the official, go wave it off. Kansas City gets the puck. Toledo falls back. Tic-tac-toe. Clearly, it was an icing. It was clear as day. It was an icing. Bliss had him beat. You want to watch that play again? You watch that play again, Chris. I know you don't watch it, but watch that play again. Because honest to God, this is a disaster. And it's going to cost us the series. It really is. It's just this game tonight ends the streak at 22. But in more imposed for me, I'm going to say I'm going to enjoy these next two games because we don't know what's going to happen. But tonight's game was the game that Toledo definitely needed to win. To set the tone, to set the series in the right momentum towards them. And the officiating got in the way with it. It really did. And I've been watching East Coast hockey for all my life, and I have never seen it this bad tonight. Never seen it this bad. I mean, it was a great crowd, 8,117 in the bank tank tonight. And you know, Hawkins, the first goal from Hawkins was beautiful. He takes the shot, slap shot, beats Morris to the blocker side. It's 1-0 Fish from Bliss and Anderson at the 11:08 mark of the period. It's 1-0. You say to yourself, "Oh, okay, we're on the right momentum." But then Jake McLaughlin takes the puck into the zone, takes it right up the gut, and buries it past John Lethemon. From Colton and Duquette, it's 1-1. I said, all right, let's get to the intermission. We're tied at 1. I'm fine with us being tied at 1. And with less than 15 seconds to go in the period, Bocard gets his fifth of the season from Patrick Curry and Theo Kavas. It's at the 19:45 mark. It's 2-1 Kansas City after 20 minutes. And I'm saying to myself, okay, so we're going to play from behind. We'll play from behind. It's plain and simple. Play from behind. It's perfectly fine. You get into the second, and Riley Sawchuk, a great goal, beating Norris to the sixth side from Oren Santazzo and Riley McCourt. It's 2-2 after 40 minutes of play. And then we get to the third. Now, in this game, too, like I said, it's not just the icing call, but Austin O'Rourke had missed so many penalties. I was in section 112 on the aisle with my wife sitting there watching this game. And tonight, there was a couple plays. Clearly, at the faceoff dot to the right, at the right side, Toledo wins the draw. Kansas City wins the draw. Toledo's going for the puck because it's loose, and Craigs gets tripped, and the official does not call it. Right in front of the official. play happens in the second period, in the first period, where Keenan's getting held. Clearly, his stick is being held. Toledo's got the offensive puck. That's clearly holding the stick penalty, and they're not calling it. But then we get to what happened in the third period. What happened in the third period? The puck was cleared down the ice by Kansas City. Clear as day. It was going to be an icing call. Goes down the ice. Toledo has the foot race. They're going to get the icing call. McPatterson gets the puck from Kansas City. Referee waves off the icing. It's clear as day. It was an icing. I could see it from where I was sitting in 112. You could see it all through the back in section 122, in 101, in 102. You saw everybody stand up and say, that's icing. McPatterson gets the puck, dishes it off to McKenna, and McKenna then passes it to Jacob Hayhurst. And beats John Lethman. Three, two, was the final tonight in the bank tank. Cale Morris, 24 for 26 for Kansas City in tonight's game. Did a great job. Save percentage of .950. Great job. John Lethman, 19 of 22. Save percentage of .925. But it goes back to it again. Toledo outshot in the game. Outshot Kansas City in the game. 26-22. Three two is the final tonight. At the bank tank. And again, you can blame this loss tonight on Quinn Schaefer not calling the icing call. I am, after this show tonight, I am writing an email. You know I will. I will write an email. I will clip the clips. I'm writing an email because of this. This cannot happen. This cannot happen in the East Coast League. This is a developmental league. This is double-A hockey. This is supposed to be a teaching to get to the player to the next level. Not just the player, but the official. And when you're Bush League, like this combo of Austin O'Rourke and Quinn Schaefer. Now, Rocco did a great job. And Christopher Williams did a great job. I'm not knocking them. But there's two bad eggs in this four-man crew. And those two are the bad eggs that screwed Toledo out of this game tonight. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And now I got to get to the fan situation. At the end of this game tonight, yours truly and my wife were in Section 112. And we were doused with beer. I was going to wear my Walleye jersey tonight at the game after for this postgame show. And we were there was a beer thrown, hitting the netting and spilling all over in section 112. We have to be better than that. We have to be better than that. That is, I know it's bad sportsmanship. It's poor sportsmanship to take your frustration out and throw anything onto the ice. They can hear you by writing an email or tweeting it or posting something on Facebook or saying something to the East Coast Hockey League of how poorly this officiating crew was tonight. How poorly it was. But I just have to say this. There is no need to throw liquid. There's no need to throw shit on the ice. And there's no need to be in that form of poor sportsmanship at the end of this game. Now, Kansas City did taunt it. They did taunt it throughout the game. But I will say this. We have to be better than them. We have to be better than them in every single aspect. Now, and I will say it again, this series tonight, this game, I know it's not over, but it is starting to, you can start seeing the casket coming down the way a little bit. Could it be for us? Could it be for them? But the problem I have is that with this format, the first three games are in Toledo, the final four are in Kansas City. And you could not let Kansas City get a win here in the Huntington Center. And you just did because of Quinn Schaefer and Austin O'Rourke, the officiating tonight. And Kansas City was a better team. They played to what they're capable of. They proved to us that they are the Brabham Cup champions. They're a tough team. They're going to be a tough out. You knew Toledo was probably going to lose their streak somehow, some way during this series. And tonight was the night. But it comes in the face of the officiating in the East Coast Hockey League. I will still state that to a T. Now you have to regroup. You have to move on. And I've got a couple questions now. I know Lewandowski was a scratch tonight in the game. I'm feeling that Brandon Crews probably is going to be a scratch because he took a puck right into the midsection, went down in a heap, was in the bench. I wasn't paying much of attention the rest of the way to see if he came back on the ice. That's a piece right there that they could lose. And you lose two of your top scorers in Crews and Lewandowski. You got some trouble. But you have enough depth to go ahead and, you know, plug the pieces in. Now, the second thing. So hopefully, you know, Crews is okay. Lewandowski is getting better. We shall see. Number two. Now with the first loss of this playoff run for the Walleye, how do you play the goaltending situation? Do you let Johnny get back into the net to try to kill the demons and get him back into the stream of things, or do you go back to Jan Bednar in game two? That's a real question. That is an honest, real question. So, I am just flabbergasted tonight of how bad the officiating was. That's the third thing. My wife brought up a good point on the situation. You know, this is going back to another series that we've had in the regular season that, you know, Toledo wasn't getting any penalties called on them for them in any way. And then the next game, the officiating comes out. And they call every single penalty for Toledo, against Toledo, or for Toledo. I am frustrated, and I am really, really, pardon my language, I am really pissed off about the officiating tonight. This game really bothered me. But we have to move on. And, you know, play better tomorrow. We have to play better tomorrow. Because if we can't be down 2-0 with one game left to play at the Huntington Center, if we go down 2-0 to go into game three in the Huntington Center, could be the final game of at the Huntington Center for the season. Could be. If we take a 2-1 lead back to Kansas City, we just need two wins. But again, it goes back to that format again. The 3-4 format. It's just it comes to bite you in the ass. Really does. 3 stars of the game. The number 3 star of the game was Cade Bohlkart. The number 2 star was Brandon Hawkins. And the number 1 star, Jacob Hathurst. The game-winning goal for Kansas City in tonight's game. Should have been the number 3 star, which should have been Hawkins. The number 2 star was Jacob Hathurst. And the number 1 star was the officiating of Austin O'Rourke and Quinn Schaefer. That's what it should have been. And I'm just, I'll say it. The officiating is absolute garbage. That was absolute garbage. At one point in this game tonight, I had that feeling. And I had some coworkers that I work with were at the game. And I turned to them and I said to them, I said, they're not going to win. When they were down 2-1 after 20 minutes, I said to myself, they're not going to win this game. And then Sawchuk shut me up. I was 2-2. But I just saw the writing on the wall with the officiating. Like I said, I've watched ECHL hockey my entire life. I grew up with the Storm. I've grown up with the Wall. Matured with the Walleye. I've seen the worst of the Walleye, and I have seen the best. Tonight, they played pretty good. They held with them. But the problem I have, again, it goes back to the officiating. And Kansas City played this pretty well. They did. I will say that. But again, it goes back to you have to call a game 50-50 even way. Even if the officiating, even if you don't feel like, you know, I'm not going to say anything more. I'm not going to criminalize myself even more. Really not. I was in a Pepsi because of it. Poor officiating. So Toledo loses game 1, 3-2. They'll be back at the ice tomorrow night at the Bank Tank, 7:15. The other score happening right now, it's gone final. Florida takes a 2-1 win over Adirondack. They take a 1-0 series lead over the Adirondack Thunder in the Eastern Conference Finals in Glens Falls. So that's going to be it. That's interesting. And like I said, Kansas City a 3-2 win. So the road teams win game 1 of both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference Final. And if their series is a traditional 2-3-2 situation, but Toledo's series is a 3-4 situation. Just going to put that. There's that. You're watching and listening to a special post-game edition of All Andy Elford tonight right here on the All Andy Elford Network, whether it be on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Bleaker, however you're listening, wherever and whenever you're listening. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Also, got to make mention of this really quickly. Of course, the Cleveland Monsters, a big win yesterday evening over the Syracuse Crunch, 1-0. As they take a series lead, 1-0. They'll play game 2 tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. If you're in Cleveland, go see the Monsters. They're a very good team this year. Very, very good team this year. Boston's out of the playoffs. Bruins eliminated tonight by the Panthers 2-1 in game 6. Florida wins in the Garden tonight. Unbelievable. Through 20 minutes of play, Dallas and Colorado tied at nothing apiece. Dallas leads the series 3-2, so it is a must-win for Colorado to force a game 7 in that realm. So there's that for you tonight as well. And like I mentioned before, Cleveland getting a 1-0 win over Syracuse. And they will play Syracuse tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in Cleveland. Afternoon game. Could you be doing the double dip? Possibly. By the way, I've got to make mention of this really quickly. the Jackets are in the search for the GM role. And by the way, they got the 5th overall draft pick, so I'm fine with that. We'll get into the NHL draft, and when we do our getting more closer to the NHL draft. So I'm happy that the Jackets getting the 5th pick, even though I kind of figured they were going to get the 5th pick in that realm. So I'm fine with them getting the 5th pick. Fine with the 5th pick. It's fine with me. But they are looking for the new GM. And the new GM looks like it. They are thinking about going after Ken Holland. I don't know about that. I don't know. Could that be the hire? I don't know. Yeah, Lucas, go Avs. No, nothing after 20 minutes. But like I said, big win. They have to win tonight. If they win tonight, they force the game 7, but it's back in Dallas. It's huge. Huge game for your Avs tonight. Huge game for your Avs tonight. And good luck tomorrow and for the Preakness. I'll be watching the Preakness tomorrow. So there's that. Like I said, Monsters tomorrow, 1 o'clock puck drop at Rocket Mortgage, and then they'll turn up to Upstate Medical University Arena in Syracuse, New York for game 3 of that series. So there's that for you. Tigers are out in Arizona right now. They are shellacking the National League champion Arizona Diamondbacks right now. The Tigers up 11-0 on the Arizona Diamondbacks, top of the 6th inning, after being absolutely embarrassed by the Miami Marlins, losing 2-3 to the Marlins. They are now on somewhat of a run right now. Guardians have a 2-3-2 win over Minnesota tonight. The Reds are in L.A. to battle the Dodgers right now. Dodgers up 3-1, top of the 4th inning in that realm. And by the way, let me get you really quickly here. Gotta throw that out there. Mud Hens are in Indianapolis to take on the Indians for a 6-game series. They get the win tonight 8-3. They lost yesterday 5-3. They'll play tomorrow at 6:35. And then they will then head to Louisville for 6 games before they return back to Toledo on the 28th of May for a 6-game series against the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders in that realm. Gotta know too really quickly. At Fifth Third Field tonight was the Battle of I-75. The Battle of I-75 between the Rockets and the Bowling Green State University Falcons. And the Falcons absolutely shellacked them. 8-6 today. 8-6. Toledo falls to Bowling Green. BG has taken 2-3 from the series. They'll play tomorrow. 23 consecutive MAC wins has now set the program record for MAC wins. BG, by the way, MAC regular season champions in baseball. Perfect. It starts with one sport. And then I was going to the Huntington Center tonight, I love seeing the brown and orange fill in the stadium tonight. And what I've been seeing out of the highlights and everything like that that I'm just watching, it was a BG crowd. It was a BG crowd at Fifth Third Field. Love seeing it. Love seeing it. Absolutely love seeing it. So yeah. Absolutely amazing. So BG, a huge win over the University of Toledo. Yeah, the story of the night is the officiating. The officiating tonight in the East Coast Hockey League, atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. Walleye lose, and the streak ends at 22, and they lose game 1 of the Western Conference Final tonight to the Kansas City Mavericks by the score of 3-2.
It's now 13-0 Tigers. 13-0 Tigers. I was gonna have, I think I was gonna have Wes Carr on tonight. I know I want to have him on, but I just, we're gonna have a special live post game show tomorrow. We're gonna have Wes. I'm gonna get Wes's take right off the bat after the game tomorrow night. I want to get his. I would like to get his opinion tonight on what's happening. What happened tonight? But I just again. Again. And I see your comment, Marty. I see it. I just saw it come across my wire about the officiating. Seriously, the officials did a decent job. Where? Can you explain to me how that's not an icing call? How Austin O'Rourke, in front of his face, does not call the tripping call on Kansas City. Tell me why Austin O'Rourke did not call the holding the stick in front of him as Toledo had an offensive possession. Tell me Austin O'Rourke called the penalty that Riley McCourt got speared with in the back of his knee, and he went down in a heap. Tell me that. Can you please tell me that? Because I tell you, I didn't see it. I didn't see his hand go up. And Quinn Schaefer is the one who screwed Toledo tonight. Absolutely screwed Toledo tonight. That was clearly an icing. An icing. When you have all the sections that are behind there standing up. Refs did a decent job. I'm sending that email now. I'm sending that email now more than ever. It's like the whole situation with the Idaho situation from a few years ago with Bradley. Basically calling us the P word and doing the gesture. Sent that to the ECHL offices with the video. He was suspended. So yeah. The officiating again screws Toledo. Screws Toledo again. What can you do? You have to, you pick up the pieces and you just move on. If we get the same thing, if we get the same officials yet again tomorrow, which I'm fine, which could possibly happen, And Marty, I'm just saying this. The trip was at the face-off dot. The trip was at the face-off. Down in the offensive zone. Kansas City won the face-off. Toledo was going for the puck. And I know, Marty, you've watched a lot of ECHL hockey. I know. I've watched it too. This is supposed to be a developmental league. What's your take? Post it up here on Facebook Live. We're going to keep going for a couple more minutes. Right here on the All Andy Elford Network. Whether it be on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Bleaker, however you're listening. wherever and whenever you're listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. And by the way, like I mentioned before, the Preakness happening this weekend. As the Preakness will happen tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Of course, the big announcement that Muth has been scratched from the Derby. The Bob Baffert horse, who was the front-running favorite, has been scratched. So now you look at the lines right now. You have Mung Tu at the one position. He's a 20-1 odds. Uncle Henry is a 21-1 odds tomorrow. Catching Freedom by Brad Cox, trainer Brad Cox, and Fletcher Platt is the rider, 6-1 odds. The Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, is right now at 5-2 odds right now. Seize the Gray, 15-1 odds in the sixth position. Just Steel, in the seventh position, 15-1 odds as well. Tuscan Gold, Tyler Gaffleon, and Chad Brown, 8-1 odds in that realm. And the ninth horse is Imagination, another Bob Baffert horse. He is cleared to race tomorrow. Leonardo Franco de la Torre will be riding that horse tomorrow. So those are the opening, those are the odds as of right now. The morning odds will come out, of course, tomorrow for the big race that happened. Trying to find it for you. The final of the the Pimlico race that had the Black Eyed Susan race that happened today. If Lucas, if you are still watching us, let me know who won the Black Eyed Susan race today. I didn't get a chance. I know Lemon Muffin was in it today, along with, and she closed at 4-1 odds. The favorite was Calypso at 5-2 odds, and Recharge was at 7-2 odds as well. Yep, the Black Eyed Susan race today, which happened a few hours ago. Goodness, pulling it up here. That's Gun Song was the winner. Looks like Gun Song was the winner of that. Let me double check it one more time. Well, actually, we'll play it for you right here. I might be able to play it. Let me see here really quickly. I'll watch the final furlong of this race, and then I'll give it to you right here. As the Black Eyed Susan is the filly race that takes place Friday before the Preakness, and this was the race today.
Is the Black Eyed Susan. It was not a very good start for Recharge, and it will be Jean Marie to go to the front. Gunsong is prominent early, then Ricky Dinky on the inside, called another play, and then comes Corposo. Recharge, who expected to be up and on the pace, is now third last and wide into the turn. Little bit of trouble there for Who Could Ask for Mo, and the early trailer is Lemon Muffin. So they make their way around this first turn. Jean Marie, a long shot, ran 24.38 for the opening quarter mile, and John Velasquez has Gunsong sitting in second. Corposo, third on the outside of Call Another Play, who's fourth along the rail. Who Could Ask for Mo alongside of Recharge? She's got 5.5 lengths to make up at this stage. ringy-dingy and lemon muffin at the rear of the field. Jean Marie making this pace up the backstretch, 5 furlongs from the finish line, a 49.47 half. It's been an easy tempo so far. Gunsong's in a perfect spot just to the outside in second. Out of the play, Corposo, and sneaking through on their inside as they make their way into the far turn. As they move into the turn, is
Jean Marie is still leading.
Only 2.5 lengths off the lead. Then Recharge, and who could ask for more? So around the far turn, Jean Marie and Michael Sanchez have been there every step of the way. John Velasquez and Gunsong ranging up alongside. Corposo is 2 lengths off of them. Then Ringy Diggy, followed by Paul Weather Play, and who could ask for more on the outside? And they're into the stretch. Jean Marie joined by Gunsong. Gunsong has taken the lead here with 1 furlong to run. Corposo and Paul Weather Play now up second and third.
Gunsong. Gunsong wins the Black Eyed Susan this past Friday night at Plymouth as we get you ready for the 149th running of the Preakness Stakes tomorrow. As we are on the post-game show tonight, the Walleye lose 3-2 to Kansas City. Again, we're going to recap it. We're not going to have Wes Carr on tonight. I'll have Wes on tomorrow for the podcast because I'm still heated because of the situation. But again, the Fish lose tonight 3-2 to the Kansas City Mavericks. The winning streak ends at 22. Toledo started off the scoring with Brandon Hawkins with a bullet beating Morris to the blocker side. Hawkins is 6th of the season from Trenton Bliss and Matt Anderson. It's 1-0 Fish. Then halfway through the, towards the end of the first period, Jake McLaughlin gets his first of the campaign from David Colton and Mark Ovalette Duquette. It's 1-1. And then right before the end of the first period, with less than 15 seconds to go, Caden Berard gets his 5th of the season from Patrick Curry and Theo Cavadas. It's 2-1 after 20 minutes of play. We get into the second, and Riley Sawchuk capitalizes, beating Morris again. His 8th of the campaign from Oren Sintazo and Riley McCourt. It's 2-2 after 40 minutes of play. And then in the third period, Quinn Schaefer screws Toledo. A clear icing call. It should have been called. Does not get called. And Justin McPatterson picks up the puck. Passes it to Jeremy McKinnon, who gives it then to Jacob Hayhurst, and Hayhurst connects it, beats John Letheman for his 3rd of the season. McCain gets his 5th assist, and McPatterson his 1st assist, and that was the final at the Bank Tank tonight in front of a great crowd of 8,117. Game time, 2 hours and 27 minutes. The Fish fall to Kansas City tonight by the score of 3-2. Barak gets the number 3-star. Hawkins the number 2-star. Hayhurst the number 1-star. Toledo outshot Kansas City in the game 26-22. Toledo only had no power plays. Kansas City had no penalties. Toledo had 1 penalty. A Sam Craig's bogus tripping call that had been called. 2 minutes for that, but they kill the penalty. And it happens out. And again, Kale Morris, 24-26, save percentage of a point, 950. John Letheman, 19-22, save percentage of a point, 925 in that realm. So again, Austin O'Rourke and Quinn Schaefer screw Toledo out of a playoff game tonight. They end their streak, and it's more on Quinn Morris than anything else. So I will say that it's on Quinn no matter what the situation is. So there is that. Again, to reiterate as well, too, Florida beats Boston tonight, takes the series 3-2. It is now just starting the second period between Colorado and Dallas. Cleveland will be on the ice tomorrow at 1 o'clock against Syracuse. Tigers are thwumping the Diamondbacks. The Guardians will win tonight over the Twins. The Reds falling right now to the Dodgers. Mudheads win. BG baseball wins. It's a good night in some aspects, but again, it goes back to it again. The series could possibly be over after tomorrow night. We'll have a special post-game edition of All Andy Alford right here on the All Andy Alford Network, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or on our Facebook Live as well. Tomorrow night, post-game edition of All Andy Alford. We'll have Wes Carr on the podcast tomorrow night to get his thoughts and his reactions to Game 1 and Game 2. It has been an interesting night tonight. Toledo, you know, rest up. We'll try to get it again tomorrow. We'll see what happens. And God hoping that the officiating is better tomorrow than it was tonight. So that's going to wrap it up for All Andy Alford. And by the way, fans, again, do not throw anything on the ice. We have to be better than that. And again, don't throw your beer. And it sprayed everybody in our section in 112, sprayed my wife, sprayed myself. That's why I was going to wear the walleye jersey for tonight's post-game show. Out of respect, I just had to wear the hat. Smell like beer. It's sad, but that's just a fact. So that's going to wrap it up for All Andy Alford tonight. We will be back again tomorrow night for a special post-game edition, a live post-game edition, as we get ready to recap Game 2. We'll also look at the Preakness as well as everything that's happening elsewhere around the world of sports, of course. You'll hear my take tomorrow on more on the Scottie Scheffler situation as well as the PGA Championship. That was a little bit of a shock this morning. So I'll save that comments for tomorrow's edition. So quote me on that. So again, tonight from the bank tank, the Fish fall to the Kansas City Mavericks 3-2. Kansas City takes a 1-0 series lead. Florida 2-1 win over Adirondack. They take a 1-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 2s for tomorrow for both teams. We'll see what happens with that. So again, to reiterate, Toledo gets screwed by the officials and are down 1-0 to the Kansas City Mavericks. Until I talk to you tomorrow, this is Andy Alford saying, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. Game of life. Keep your stick on the ice. And to the teams you root for at home, and to my teams, go Jackets. Let's go Walleye. Get better tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Let's hope the ECHL isn't going to screw us again. Go Tigers. Go Guardians. Go Reds. And go Hens. Congratulations, BG, on the record and beating Toledo at Fifth Third Field. And more birdies and less bogeys, because victory is sweetest when you have tasted defeat. Have a great night, everybody. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow night for another live edition of the All Andy Alford Podcast. I love you. Talk to you guys tomorrow. This has been a presentation of the All Andy Alford Network on the All Andy Alford Network, whether it been on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Bleaker, however you listen to our show, wherever and whenever you listen to our podcast. Thank you for tuning into the show. And always, you can be a part of our show by following us on X at All Andy Alford or on Facebook.com/AllAndyAlford as we do our podcast live on Facebook Live. This show has been a presentation of the Spotify Podcast Network.